What can I do? Take them back to my hotel. They are willing enough for a few sucres. Lee felt a killing hate for the stupid, ordinary, disapproving people who kept him from doing just what he wanted to do. Someday I'm gonna have things just like I want. And if any moralizing son of a bitch gives me any static, they will fish him out of the river. Lee was at the river. It was a dirty yellow color, half a mile wide. He sat down on a bench. Great masses of water hyacinths floated by. He stared at the river. Time to get up!
What for?
You want to spend your whole life in bed? I saw some beautiful boys on the waterfront. The real uncut boy stuff. Such teeth, such smiles. Young boys just vibrating with life.
All right, stop drooling.
What have they got that I want, Gene? Do you know?
No.
They have maleness, of course. So have I. I want myself the same way I want others. I'm disembodied. I can't use my own body for some reason.
What's the matter?
I thought you were going to run your hands down my ribs.
I wouldn't do that. Do you think I'm queer or something?
Frankly, yes.
You do have nice ribs. Show me the broken one. Is that it there? Or is it further down?
Oh, go away.
Oh, Gene, do you know?
Yes, I suppose you are.
Of course, if you'd rather wait until tonight. These tropical nights are so romantic. That way we could take 12 hours and do the thing right.
Maybe it would be better now. You know, I like to sleep alone.
Yes, I know. If I had my way, we'd sleep every night all wrapped around each other like hibernating rattlesnakes.
Do you mind that?
Not terribly.
But you do enjoy it.